Carlos and Damien's New Music Bazaar 20th anniversary concert evening.
But not on the road.
Not on the road.
Or not in the house.
Not in the house.
But here.
In the pit in Studio Z.
Which is not, we are not the pits because we're not.
We're not. We are never the pits. We are usually the olive. We have been pitted.
I feel pimento-ish.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, welcome to this concert. It should be a fantastic evening with these amazing composers and musicians. Almost everybody who's in the house, in the pit with us, are folks we know, which is even more enjoyable and comforting. We are Calvus and Damien. I'm Dennis Bathory-Kitts. This is David Gunn. We have a lot of people to thank, so we'll get that over with right now. We're going to thank Jim Cross, who has helped us with this project and who's up in the broadcast studio right now making sure our signal gets out there. David Furland, without whom this station does not function. He magically, made incredible coils of
snakes
turn into cables that connected things together. So our thanks to David for all of that. The person who rode herd on all of our hospitality was Zona Hostetler, and we thank her for amazing work. And then our technical team, David Morneau, who's also performing tonight, Caleb Boardman, who's here back there, Ben Spound on the mix board, and then we also have the folks that helped us earlier today, the person who cooked our lunch for us, amazing chef, young chef, also a composition student of mine by the name of Zach Hartling. He did a wonderful job, and then the people that baked all the goods for the lunch as well, and helped us out with other things, Chelsea Gibbs and Megan McCormick. An incredible team. Thanks to all of them. And thanks to WGDR, WGDH Community Radio for their support of this. We came in with the idea, and instead of saying, oh God, you old guys, go away, they said, this sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. And so thanks to them. And of course, it was totally possible because we got a wonderful, small, but crucial grant from the Randy Hostetler Living Room Music Fund. So thanks to everyone. Welcome. And here we're going to start right out with Todd Burnell and with Peter Cassino. I'm sorry, it's been a long day and my names are spitting out pads. So Todd Burnell and Peter Cassino, here they are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cedar Casino.
I think we should note who was playing what.
Oh, yeah, Todd Brunell on the bass clarinet, instrument close to my heart, the first thing I ever played. Should just stop there, but, you know, didn't have a chance. And Peter Casino on the very, very loud, dramatic piano.
Just so.
Brilliantly done. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
How's your kayaking technique? How's your paddling technique? Your canoe technique?
I can canoe, but
you can canoe.
I won't canoe at this moment. However, I do believe we have a representative of a canoeist, Supremo.
Yes, we in fact do. One of the, you know, composers have sort of...
eclecticisms?
Yes, eclecticisms, and they can be daredevils, and they can do things that you just can't imagine that a composer, you know, who has computers and electronics would do. Eve Bagalarian is here, and she made her way by hand with, how big was that vessel?
The kayak.
Yes.
Actually, that's not it. The kayak was 17 feet.
17 feet?
Yeah.
High?
it was a giant.
Must have
been.
Yes,
yeah. It was really great. You sat down in it. Actually, you could stand and just see over the...
Ah, it has the conning tower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you made your way from the headwaters of the Mississippi all the way down to the Gulf.
Wow. Yes, by a combination of kayak and bicycle. I don't want to take credit for going in the shipping lanes once you get too far.
But you didn't thumb your way, you know, with a kayak on your shoulder.
No.
No. Okay. So just take that into consideration as you listen to the work that she does. Groundbreaking work, and she is groundbreaking and a daredevil of a composer as well as a naturalist and a person with ideas that are beyond some of us. They're so remarkable. Eve Bagalarian.
Thank you so much. So actually the first piece I'm going to do is just a little thing that started from a location recording not made on the Mississippi, but on my land, which is outside of Brandon, Vermont. And so I recorded this in the late afternoon of July 17th this summer. The red-eyed vireo, are we up? The red-eyed vireo is known as the preacher. Because he is incessant in his song, and particularly vocal. During the heat of our long summer days, when only a few birds are singing. His style of preaching is not declamation. Though constantly talking, he takes the part of a deliberative orator who explains his subject in a few words, and then makes a pause for his hearers to reflect upon it. We might suppose him to be repeating moderately, with a pause between each sentence. You see it? You know it? Do you hear me? You believe it? All these strains are delivered with a rising inflection at the close, and with a pause, as if waiting for an answer. Thank you. text for that piece is from Wilson Flagg's journal, which is called A Year with the Birds, and it was written in 1890. This next piece is called From a Melancholy Fate, From the Same Melancholy Fate. And it comes from a headstone in a graveyard I found in Natchitoches, Louisiana, in January. It said, and these were the only words on the headstone, Negro from the same melancholy fate. And I went to the library and did a certain amount of research to find out a story where a white man who is buried in the same graveyard drowned trying to save his slave, who's the man who's buried in the graveyard with no name. And so I wrote this piece, which uses a text by Louise Gluck, which I applied the methodology we were talking about of Alvin Lussier's I Am Sitting in a Room, where I recorded the text and then played it in the room that I recorded it in repeatedly until finally all you hear is the sound of the room and you no longer hear the sound of my words. So that is the tape part of this piece.
Not I, you idiot. Not self. But we. We. Waves of sky blue like a critique of heaven. Why do you treasure your voice when to be one thing is to be next to nothing? Why do you look up to hear an echo like the voice of God? You are all the same to us, solitary, standing above us, planning your silly lives. You go where you are sent. Like all things, where the wind plants you. One or another of you, forever looking down and seeing some image of water and hearing what? Waves. And over waves, birds singing. Thank you.
puts us in the sort of the state we almost don't think we can escape from.
Like Nevada.
There is that.
Yeah. But in a good
in a good prison. I mean, in a good Nevada.
Yeah. Winnemucca.
Well, we're about to escape with Neil Rolnick. This is some, where'd he go? There he is. This is somewhat of a homecoming for at least with us with Calvus and Damien. Neil lived for how long in Brookfield?
Just for about a year.
Just for about a year. The first winter was?
The first winter did me in. I started writing a song about frozen maple leaf blues. And that was it for me.
So, all right, we'll let you introduce your pieces. Give us a little break. I should say that when we first encountered your music, you were doing some groundbreaking work in gating, which was at the time a relatively new concept in composition.
Yes.
It wasn't well known in the studio, but not as a compositional tool. And and we found it absolutely fascinating to see your work develop since then. So,
okay.
All right, Neil Rolnick, here he is.
Do I need a microphone to talk, or should I just talk?
If you'd like, you could have one. Otherwise,
right. Okay. Otherwise the radio audience won't hear you.
Okay, so maybe I should.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be hand used in the next performance anyway.
Okay.
So. All right. And
okay. So
yeah, good.
The first, I always, I love Eve's music, and it's really a delight to come after her, and we're going to share a bird in this one. So this first piece is called Oh Brother. And the two pieces are both kind of mashups of other music that I've played with. And it's called Oh Brother because it's two songs that I taught my younger brother when I was in college and he was like in junior high school. And when we get together, he still plays a lot of folk music, and we get together and we always play kind of old songs, and we always do what he does, which is to play them as beautifully as he can. And I always think, gee, you know, why don't we ever do it the way that I would like to do it? So he was nice enough to let me take a couple of recordings of him. And this is Oh Brother. My brother's name is Peter Rolnick, and you'll hear him. Thank you. The next piece is called Wake Up, and it is, thank you. It's actually, I co-wrote it with a couple named Felice and Budlow Bryant. Anyone know Felice and Budlow Bryant? They wrote every rockabilly song of the 1950s. And the only way that I'm able to use this song is by sharing the writing credit. And this was a couple of songs that were on one of the very first LPs that I had, when I was about 10 years old. And I thought that these guys knew everything about girls and school and love and growing up and everything. So anyway, so this is for them. Just pretending 1 minute to switch setups.
While you're doing that, just a little quick thing. You're listening to Calvos and Damien's 20th anniversary celebration on WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick Community Radio.
It's about 18 minutes late, you know.
I know, I'm sorry. We've been late all day.
So we have.
But
all late, we're 20 years late.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.